Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everyone. We are live today on the 29th day of April 2015, 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The show is Attitude of Gratitude, and you are tuned in to the Perspective Power Radio Network. We also would like to thank our award-winning composer, David Martinka. Find his music at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. Find lots of great music there to download. It's wonderful. The guy's got some great stuff, and he has a brand new CD out, so you definitely want to check it out. Absolutely. Welcome, welcome, welcome. The energy of an attitude of gratitude. A lot of people might be thinking that that means something about how fast things are going or how slow things are going. Because when we think about our energy, we wake up in the morning and say, wow, I've got really great energy, man. I could tackle anything that comes my way. And gosh, you know, I'm set and rocking and rolling. Come on, day, bring it on. And that is one way to look at energy, no doubt. But when you think about the energy of an attitude of gratitude, it isn't so much what you're doing or how you feel you're going to move through things, but it's also about what it does to you. You know, you can be sitting there having a not-so-great energy day. Like you wake up in the morning and you think to yourself, oh, man, if I have to do one more thing today, or if that somebody puts one more thing on my plate. Ever play that game when you were kids called Tip It? It was the little man balancing on his nose on a stick with a little disc on it. And he had like these little army things that went out. And anyway, they had these little discs on them. And the idea was to keep him in balance. And you spun a thing and it told you had to go for the purple disc or the green disc or the red disc. I'm pretty sure that's how it went. Been a long time since I played the game. But anyway, then you had to remove a bunch of discs until you got to the one that you needed the color, but then you had to move the discs to another one of the little arms. So all of a sudden, this man that was perfectly balanced starts tipping to one side and then tipping to the other side. The idea is the more discs you load on the opposite spindles, the quicker the guy's going to fall. So if I messed up how the game is played, the idea is he's out of balance, right? Well, if you wake up in the morning and you're feeling that way, what is going to get you back into balance quicker? The energy of an attitude of gratitude. Seriously, that's what'll do it. So if you're thinking to yourself, oh my golly gosh, you know, and you feel like that little tippet dude, like you're going to spill right over, then the best thing that you can do is to start by taking a breath. Then the next thing you do is you find one thing to be grateful for. And I don't care if it's the fact that you could take that breath. I don't care if it's the fact that you could see, opened your eyes, and you could look around and you could see around you. Doesn't matter how far you can see. Doesn't matter how clearly you can see. Doesn't matter how bright or beautiful the colors are around you. And if you have the chance, by the way, put bright and beautiful colors around you because that kind of helps. You know, it's like, wow, put something that you really enjoy, I guess, is what I'm saying around you. So that might be the first thing you see when you open your eyes. Even if you have to post it on the ceiling above your head, open your eyes and go, wow, there it is right there. Makes you smile. But that energy of an attitude of gratitude will literally and can literally compensate for any aches or pains you may have that morning when you wake up. And I'm using the morning as an example because this is morning, for me anyway, and we're just sort of starting into it. And how did you feel when you woke up this morning? I have to say I woke up twice. I woke up very early, and I could have stayed awake, and I thought about it. I sincerely did. I really did. And then I looked at the clock and I said, you know what, I'm grateful that I could literally get another hour and a half sleep. So I'm going back to sleep. Boom, closed my eyes, and about an hour and 15 minutes later, I was up, and life was good. And I said, thank you. I said, thank you to my pillow. Thank you to my bed. Thank you to my bedclothes. And it really helped generate a greater energy within me of wanting to get up because I wanted to go find more things to be grateful for. And even if I didn't want to go find more things to be grateful for, doggone it, the minute I opened my eyes, sat up, suddenly there was more things to be grateful for. I could see the beautiful day outside the window directly in front of me. I could see the gorgeous blue sky, Whether or not at that moment it was gorgeous, and I'll tell you right now, it wasn't. It is now. Gorgeous blue sky. When I first woke up, it wasn't. It was kind of a cloudy, overcast sky. But I was still grateful for that sky. And I was grateful for the beautiful trees in my backyard, grateful for the curtains over my window, grateful for the light that was coming into my window. But you see how that energy just, it's like a synergistic thing. When you embrace an attitude of gratitude, by embracing the energy of an attitude of gratitude, it really will pull that same energy within you up to the surface. It's kind of like a magnet. It's sort of when people go on the beach and they have those little devices that they look for money and things, metal detectors. There you go, Annette, duh. And that's what it is. It's just magnet. And they're whipping it through the sand, and all at once they find something. And it could be anything from a bottle cap to a wedding ring to fill in the blank. I mean, who knows? A quarter, something that fell out of somebody's, you know, beach shorts. Who knows? But the idea is it's like energy looking for like energy. So when you don't have the energy, what do you use to find it? Well, your very own little homing device, or your very own little, you know, finder of energy is the attitude of gratitude. It is the thing that finds the other like energy. And then what's really cool is if you have to venture out from your area for whatever reason, like let's say you have a job that takes you out of your domicile. I have a job that takes me from one end of my house to my office, so it's in the same property. So I don't leave to go to work. However, the really interesting thing is that if you take that energy that you're filled with and you move out into the world, you will find yourself attracted to other energy that is similar, as well as other energy finds itself attracted to you. Now, that doesn't mean that all of the energy out there that is contrary to what you're feeling is just suddenly going to disappear. It doesn't quite work that way. It's still there. But you won't be affected by it. It won't last as long around you. It won't have the power around you that it may have had at one time. And that is the truth. Now, a lot of people say to me, well, you know, you come up with all these great theories and that, but I'm not really so sure that they apply to me. Well, you've got a couple things you can do about that. The first is try it. You've got nothing to lose, except maybe the misconception that it won't work for you. And I do say that because it does work for everybody. It really, really does. The second thing is, the only other thing that you have to lose is perhaps the wasting of a lot of time of trying to get things around you to change so that you can feel better. That is a huge waste of time. Talk about energy and how it works in contrast. That really is the contrasting viewpoint or approach. By developing the attitude of gratitude, and they used to say years ago, count your blessings, you know, the counting blessings instead of sheep, Bing Crosby singing that to us in the movie White Christmas. You might also sing it to us in Holiday Inn. I don't remember. I don't remember it in that movie, but I remember it in White Christmas. Two movies very, very similar, by the way. But the idea is that, I know I get off on these tangents, it's like anything to say the word Christmas at any point during the year, it looks like I'll take it. My energy is so wrapped up in something that much fun. However, back to the focus on that. All right, put my glasses back on and I'll focus. Oh my gosh, I'm focused. Isn't that amazing? But the energy of an attitude of gratitude gives you an energy like this, if you let it, okay, if you let it. And that's the kicker. You know, I can say, look around and be grateful for the lamp in the corner. Be grateful for your walls. Be grateful for your ceiling. Be grateful for the grass outside. Be grateful for the dandelions. Do you know that in other countries, because dandelions are gold in color and they're round, to have dandelions on your lawn is considered a really cool thing because that's a sign of wealth? Because to them, it's round, it's gold-colored, it represents coins. So see, if you put your energy into being grateful for those dandelions, my gosh, you can go out and conquer the world because you're the richest person on earth. You've got a lawn full of dandelions. Think about that the next time you decide to spray. Seriously, that's something to ponder. They're not necessarily weeds. In fact, they're hugely medicinal. Now, that energy of attitude of gratitude will allow you to see a dandelion that way. that energy of an attitude of gratitude will allow you to see a gray sky and imagine that that is the best gray sky you've ever seen in your life. What if you had had something that had happened to you where you couldn't see for a few days? Could just be that your eyes were cloudy and foggy. Could be that you had, it's springtime where I am here on April 29th of 2015, and for a lot of people have allergies. So their eyes get kind of foggy and runny and misty, and they don't really see clearly. Well, can you imagine that you just come through a time frame when you couldn't see things very well, and the first thing you saw was that gray sky? You'd just be so darn grateful you could see something. You wouldn't care that it was a gray sky. This is the type of energy that I'm referring to. This energy will give you a sense of humility, a sense of peace, a sense of awe and wonder. And if you are approaching your day with that kind of energy, I promise you, and I mean I promise it, sign it, date it, stick it in the vault. And I say that about a lot of things, and I mean it about everything I say it about. You will literally have one of the most miraculous days you've ever had in your life. When you approach your life with an energy of an attitude of gratitude, you will be rewarded, blessed, gifted, whatever word works for you, beyond your wildest dreams. Because there is something about being grateful for the most simple and amazing things in your life that actually centers and grounds us, keeps us off that little tippet stand so we're not knocked off balance, so that we can make it through our day regardless of what does happen outside of that moment. Because when you realize that you can generate that kind of power, that kind of energy within you with one little thought of gratitude, no matter what else is happening throughout the day, whether you're stuck in traffic or you've got to wait at the doctor's office or there's a long line at the store or you get to the store to get the sale item and guess what? They're out. Even if they don't give you a rain check, if you can find something to be grateful for, the fact that your arms work so you can hang out of the cart, the fact that you've got a wallet in your pocket, the fact that in your wallet you might have $2. Do you know some people don't have a wallet and some people have a wallet that doesn't even have $2 in it? You know, and I'm not trying to say, direct comparison, but when you think about it, the gratitude we have for the simple things that generates this energy is the same gratitude somebody else has when something major happens. It doesn't matter. Gratitude is not measured on a Richter scale. However, the result that it gives you can be off the charts of that Richter scale. And that's the purpose of your attitude of gratitude. That's the purpose of developing your energy of an attitude of gratitude. And seriously, really and truly, I could do a show on attitude of gratitude every single day of the week. Why? Because it is the energy that fuels my life. And when you allow it to fuel your life, you will have a fabulous life. You'll have a fabulous life. Fabulous life. Absolutely. And you deserve a fabulous life. Everybody deserves a fabulous life. When you're having a fabulous life, that energy is contagious and it spills out into other people. It is the quickest, easiest way to make the biggest difference in the world is to work with your own energy. And I'm thrilled to pieces to work with energy of attitude of gratitude with you live every Wednesday here on Perspective Power Radio Network. Find us at blogtalkradio.com/perspectivepower. And on Facebook.com/perspectivepower. You can also find me, Annette Rochelle Aben, on Facebook as well, Annette Rochelle Aben Communicates. I'd love to hook up with you there. You can also find me at AnnetteRochelleAben.wordpress.com and on Amazon.com. I've got several books there. Very inspirational, and I think you will definitely enjoy them. I'm also very, very grateful for the fantastic contribution of award-winning artist David Martinka. He supplies our music that brings our show in and ushers our show out every week. And you can find him at redbellymusic.com as well as sunshadows.net because he is the man. He is hot rocking and flame throwing. I don't think I've ever met anybody with more genuine enthusiasm and kindness and interesting music in my life than David Martinka. And we appreciate the fact that we have some new followers. Shout out to Mama D Angel. She is amazing, and we appreciate you for connecting with us live here every Wednesday for Attitude of Gratitude.